like to take a second to tell you who the boys are. If you don't know them, on the electric bass and the upright bass. We realized right before the show that I made out the set list so that he had to switch on every song the first set. Thank you. Aren't you glad I did that? But hey, he loves it. You can't overwork him. Originally from Bowling Green, Kentucky. Yes, two of us made it out of town. We went to the same high school, friends. And one of us graduated, too. But we've been pals forever. We've played for 20 years in an incredibly awful rock band called Duck Butter. And we think we're rocking, personally. But I'd love for you to make welcome on the bass and the vocals, Byron House. Not doing it? Yeah, let's hold the Stevie Nicks medley for now, okay? That's almost that dance I see all the hippies at the festival doing. You know, the one where you catch the imaginary balls? I don't know. On the drums, ladies and gentlemen, originally from Toronto. You have seen him many, many times at Merle Fest. We first got to go there together in the Nash Ramblers with Emmylou Harris. And he is just, I don't think there's any kind of music that he can't play. He's just a wonderful musician. The Rogaine has worked out great, too, I gotta tell you. Mr. Larry Attamanyuk. Of course, on the guitar, the man with 1,000 theme songs. Originally from Duncanville, Texas, friends. Hold the applause, please, for Texas. We got to get on with the show. It's not his fault. Now, we can't, joking around, totally at his expense, of course. But we would like to welcome to the United States, on the guitar, a great singer, great guitarist, and really happy he's here, and you can hear his latest CD called Willin'. This is Mr. John Randall.